morning and welcome to a 1001 Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director here at Red River Radio. And coming up tonight at 7:30 at Parkway High School Auditorium, annual jazz band and concert clinic. And here to talk about this program this morning are John Howell. He's the head of the local musicians union, 116, and also Bill Causey, director of the band for tonight and also the owner of the band house. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Glad to be here.
So we have got a jazz concert tonight, and this is jazz band. This is big band music. And you're going to be bringing these kids in for free tonight. Who are the musicians that are going to be coming in? You've got some top-notch players coming in.
We've got some really fine players. We got the lead trumpet player from the Count Basie Band, Mike Williams, who's actually from the Shreveport area, grew up here. We've got C.E. Askew, the drummer from the Airmen of Note. Gary Meggs, who was on the Glenn Miller Band.
Tell us a little bit about what they can expect tonight when they show up.
Oh, they're going to hear some of the standard big band literature, like from the Stan Kenton Orchestra, the Count Basie Band. We're going to do a couple of Doc Severinsen tunes that he did on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson when that was around. We've got a couple of vocalists, Siva May and Jason Cofield, and they're going to sing a couple of standard tunes. Let them hear a little bit of all the different styles and the different kinds of big band music and see what a big band is, which is about 25 musicians on the stage. One of the unique things we're going to do, Stan Kenton at one time used French horns and mellophones. So we're going to do a couple of his tunes, one of them being Malaguena that used the mellophones, where most people don't hear it done with the mellophones, but it'll be the big band plus mellophones. Plus we're going to do their Christmas medley, which is all mellophones and does away with the saxophones.
And then after the concert is all over, you're going to break the kids out into groups, and they're going to get a chance to work with these musicians and do some clinic style
stuff. Right, they're going to get to ask questions, see what it's like, let someone talk about what it's like to travel with a band. What does it take to be a professional musician? What does it take to continue playing your horn the rest of your life? Because it's kind of like a lifetime sport. Once you start playing, you can keep it going.
And this really is for those not only who may want to go on and have professional careers as a musician, but for those who just literally love to play music and would like to maybe make this a lifelong, you know, hobby, passion of theirs.
Of course. Well, you have churches that are using musicians more and more, and some of them just play on that Sunday or maybe a Wednesday night rehearsal. And then you've got like the community band that's actually housed right here on the LSUS campus. And those are just musicians that want to play. I would say there's probably three professional musicians in it, and the rest of it are just people that want to keep playing their instrument. And that's what this is about, giving kids the opportunity to learn a skill that they can use on down the road and to get them kind of turned on.
Let's talk a little bit about the educational need. As we all know, when budgets get tight, first thing to go in the education is the arts.
Right.
And yet the arts do a tremendous amount to broaden the mind and scope of the ability of a student to learn, critically think, and things like that. Can you talk a little bit from an educator's standpoint about what you've seen over the years, both in terms of how it's opened minds up and also what's going on right now with budgets?
Well, with the budgets being cut, it's everybody kind of out there struggling or fighting for every dollar. But what happens with the jazz band programs, because of the increased requirements in the schools, a lot of the jazz bands got cut, both from a time and a teacher availability and so forth. So it's an after-school activity in most schools now. So by getting them interested in jazz band, if you can do this after school and give them something to do, of course you keep them off the streets and out of trouble too, and I think that's been proven.
They also do better in school. Music is a mental exercise in so many ways, plus it's also self-expression. And there's hardly anything that is more satisfying than self-expression, which is one of the reasons that people who don't go on to a professional career still play for the rest of their lives. It's fun. And hopefully one of the things we may be able to accomplish with these annual clinics is get a lot more awareness of what can be done at the high school level or the junior high level so that students and their parents start talking to their school boards and saying, look, we want these programs. I think it's very backward thinking to try to balance the budget on the back of education and the arts. It's counterproductive.
Well, I think part of what we'd like to see is to maybe instill a certain creativity interest in the students to get them to try to awaken that creative side of their brain. With jazz, it's a lot easier to do because you teach them to improvise. You teach them one on a part. They have to take a responsibility for that part. They can't depend on the guy sitting next to them. So they become kind of independent, and they develop some creativity that can help them in all sides of life.
This is the annual jazz band concert and clinic, and it's going to take place tonight at 7:30 p.m. at Parkway High School Auditorium. It is free for any student who would like to get involved and learn about the music. And for adults, if you'd like to come on out, it's only $5. Please bring your children on out as well. For more information, you can call 868-0522. That's 868-0522. I've been speaking with John Howell, who's the head of Local 116 and the Musicians Union, and Bill Causey, director of the band tonight and owner of the Band House. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
This has been a 1001 Spotlight for Red River Radio. I'm Bill Beckett.